This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome everyone to episode number 49 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving into something that's going to completely change how you think about structuring your website content. I'm talking about GEO, Generative Engine Optimization, and how to structure your website so that large language models like ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity consistently recommend your chiropractic practice over your competitors. If you've been following my recent episodes, you know we've talked about how AI assistants are already influencing over 40% of healthcare decisions. But what we haven't discussed is the technical side of making sure your website content is structured in a way that these AI engines can understand, process, and recommend. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how to optimize your website content for AI engines, what I call Generative Engine Optimization, or GEO, so that when someone asks ChatGPT to recommend a chiropractor in your area, your practice is the one that gets mentioned. This isn't about traditional SEO anymore. This is about understanding how AI engines process and evaluate content and structuring your website accordingly. But first, let me share what happened when I helped a client implement GEO strategies on their website. This practice had decent traditional SEO rankings. They were usually on the first page for their main keywords. But when I tested AI recommendations for chiropractors in their area, they never got mentioned, not once. We restructured their website content using GEO principles, focusing on how AI engines actually process and understand information. We didn't change their services or their expertise. We just presented the same information in a way that AI engines could better comprehend and recommend. Within 8 weeks, they started appearing consistently in AI recommendations. When people in their area asked ChatGPT or Claude about chiropractors who treat specific conditions, this practice was being mentioned 7 out of 10 times. Their patient inquiries increased by 35% during that period, with many new patients specifically mentioning they found them through AI recommendations. So what makes the difference between content that AI engines understand and recommend versus content that gets ignored? Let me break down the key principles of generative engine optimization for chiropractic practices. The first thing you need to understand is that AI engines don't read your website the same way humans do. They're looking for specific patterns, structures, and signals that indicate expertise, authority, and relevance. Traditional SEO focused on keywords and backlinks. GEO focuses on context, comprehensiveness, and clarity of information. When an AI engine evaluates your content, it's asking questions like, does this practitioner actually understand this condition? Can they explain complex concepts in clear, helpful ways? Do they provide comprehensive information that addresses patient concerns? Is their expertise demonstrated through detailed, accurate content? Are they providing unique insights or just repeating generic information? GEO principle number one, comprehensive topic coverage. AI engines favor content that thoroughly covers a topic from multiple angles. A single 300-word page about back pain won't establish you as an expert in AI recommendations. Instead, you need comprehensive topic clusters that cover what the condition actually is, common causes, and risk factors. How to differentiate it from similar conditions? Conservative treatment approaches. What patients can expect during treatment, prevention strategies and lifestyle modifications, when to seek professional care, recovery timelines and realistic expectations. For example, instead of one basic back pain treatment page, create a comprehensive back pain resource that includes understanding lower back pain, causes, and symptoms. When back pain becomes chronic, what you need to know. Non-surgical back pain treatment options. Exercises for back pain prevention and recovery. How chiropractic care addresses root causes of back pain. This comprehensive approach signals to AI engines that you're a true expert in this area, not just someone with basic knowledge. GO principle number 2, natural language optimization. Remember, people are having conversations with AI assistants. They're asking questions like, "My lower back has been hurting for 3 weeks. What should I do?" Or, "Can a chiropractor help with my herniated disc?" Your content needs to be written in natural conversational language that mirrors how people actually speak and ask questions. Instead of clinical language like, "We provide comprehensive spinal manipulation therapy for lumbar dysfunction," write something like, "If you're dealing with lower back pain that's affecting your daily activities, chiropractic care can help. We use gentle, precise adjustments to restore proper movement to your spine, which often provides significant pain relief and helps prevent future episodes." The second version sounds like something you would actually say to a patient, and that's exactly the type of language AI engines are trained to understand and recommend. GO principle number 3, question and answer structure. AI engines are particularly good at processing content that's structured as questions and answers because that's how they're designed to interact with users. Because of this, you should create FAQ sections that address real questions patients ask, like, "How long does it take for chiropractic treatment to work? Is chiropractic treatment safe for older adults? What's the difference between a chiropractor and a physical therapist? Will my insurance cover chiropractic care? How many treatments will I need?" But here's the key. Don't just list generic FAQs. Answer them comprehensively and specifically. AI engines can tell the difference between thoughtful, detailed answers and generic responses. GEO principle number 4, local context integration. AI engines pay close attention to local relevance and context. But this goes beyond just mentioning your city name. You need to demonstrate genuine local expertise and community connection. Write about health issues specific to your area's climate or lifestyle. Mention local landmarks, neighborhoods, and community characteristics. Discuss partnerships with local healthcare providers or organizations. Address workplace injuries common in your area's primary industries. Reference local sports teams, outdoor activities, or community events. For example, if you're in Colorado, you might write about how altitude affects certain conditions, or how to stay active with outdoor recreation while managing back pain. GEO principle number 5, evidence-based content. AI engines strongly favor content that references current research and evidence-based practices. This doesn't mean you need to become a researcher, but you should strive for the following. Reference recent studies when discussing treatment effectiveness. Cite reputable sources for health information you share. Stay current with developments in chiropractic care. Acknowledge when approaches are still being researched. Be transparent about treatment limitations. For example, recent research published in the Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics shows that spinal manipulation can be highly effective for acute lower back pain, with many patients experiencing significant improvement within the first few treatments. GEO principle number 6, patient journey content. AI engines understand and value content that follows logical patient journeys. Because of this, you should create content that addresses people at different stages. For example, I like to focus on the following 5 stages. Number 1, for the awareness stage, I might write something about the 5 signs your back pain needs professional attention. 2, for the research stage, I may focus on creating content that covers what to expect during your first chiropractic visit. 3, for the decision stage, how to choose the right chiropractor for your needs would be a good topic. Number 4, for the treatment stage, something like your recovery timeline, what to expect during treatment would be a good place to start. And number 5, for the maintenance stage, I might write something about preventing future episodes, lifestyle changes that work. This journey-based content helps AI engines understand how to recommend your practice for people at different stages of seeking care. Now let's talk about the technical side of structuring your content for AI engines. Number 1, use schema markup. Schema markup helps AI engines understand what your content is about. For chiropractic practices, this includes local business schema for your practice information, medical business schema for healthcare specific details, FAQ schema for your question and answer content, and review schema for patient testimonials. Number 2, optimize page titles and headers. AI engines pay close attention to how you structure information hierarchically. Use clear, descriptive page titles. Structure content with logical H1, H2, H3 headers. Make sure headers accurately reflect the content beneath them. Lastly, include relevant keywords naturally in headers. Number 3, create topic clusters. Group related content together in logical clusters that include a main pillar page about a broad topic, like back pain treatment, supporting pages that dive deeper into specific aspects, internal linking that connects related topics, and clear navigation that shows the relationship between topics. And number 4, mobile first content structure. AI engines understand that most searches happen on mobile devices, so make sure you use shorter paragraphs that are easy to read on small screens. Include bullet points and numbered lists for scannable content. Make sure your most important information is easily accessible and ensure fast loading times across all devices. Now let's shift gears so I can share the biggest mistakes I see chiropractors make when trying to optimize for AI engines. Mistake number 1, keyword stuffing. AI engines can detect when you're unnaturally stuffing keywords into content. Write naturally and focus on being helpful rather than hitting keyword density targets. Mistake number 2, thin content. One paragraph pages don't establish expertise. AI engines favor comprehensive, detailed content that thoroughly addresses topics. Mistake number 3, duplicate content. Don't copy content from other sources or use the same content across multiple pages. AI engines value unique, original insights. Mistake number 4, overly technical language. While you want to demonstrate expertise, content that's too technical or clinical won't match how people naturally ask questions. Mistake number 5, ignoring local relevance. Generic content that could apply anywhere doesn't help AI engines understand why someone should choose you specifically. Now let's look at how you can test whether your content optimization is working. First off, perform direct AI testing. Ask various AI assistants specific questions about your specialty areas. For example, ask Claude or Gemini questions like, can you recommend a good chiropractor in your city for back pain? What should I look for in a chiropractor who treats your specialty? How do I know if I need chiropractic care for a specific condition? See if your practice gets mentioned and how the AI describes your services. Next, analyze the language used. Pay attention to how AI assistants describe chiropractors in general. What language do they use? What factors do they emphasize? This gives you insight into what information they value. Next, go ahead and monitor referral patterns. Track how new patients are finding you. If you start getting patients who say they researched online but can't specify exactly where, they might be coming from AI recommendations. And last but certainly not least, check out your content performance metrics. Look for increases in organic traffic to your detailed content pages, time spent on site, pages per session, and direct traffic. A good example of this would be people typing your URL after finding you elsewhere. Once you've mastered the basics, here are some advanced strategies. Number one, create comparison content. AI engines often recommend practices that can explain differences between treatment options. Here are three examples that come to mind. Chiropractic care versus physical therapy, which is right for you. Understanding different chiropractic techniques. Surgery versus conservative treatment for herniated discs. Number two, develop condition-specific guides. Create comprehensive guides that AI engines can reference. Here are three examples. The Complete Guide to Sciatica, Causes, Treatment, and Prevention. Understanding Whiplash, Recovery Timeline, and Treatment Options. Chronic Headaches, When Chiropractic Care Can Help. Number three, build authority through education. Position yourself as an educator, not just a service provider. This means you should explain complex conditions in simple terms, address common misconceptions about chiropractic care, provide practical advice people can implement immediately, and share insights from your clinical experience. Number four, update content regularly. AI engines favor current, up-to-date information, so you want to make sure you review and refresh your content quarterly, add new insights from recent cases, update statistics and research references, and add seasonal content relevant to your practice. Now that you have a basic understanding on what it takes to be found in AI search engines, here's what I want you to do over the next 4 weeks. Week one, audit your current content and identify your top five service areas, assess how comprehensive your current content is for each area, then test AI recommendations for your specialties. Week two, plan your content strategy and map out comprehensive topic clusters for your main services. Identify gaps in your current content, then create a list of FAQ content to develop. Week three, start creating comprehensive content and begin with your most important service area. Focus on one comprehensive guide or resource, then include natural language and question-based structure. Week four, test and optimize and submit your new content to search engines, test AI recommendations again, then monitor traffic and engagement patterns. Remember, GEO isn't about tricking AI engines. It's about presenting your genuine expertise in a way they can understand and recommend. The goal is to help more people who need chiropractic care find the right practitioner for their needs. If you want help implementing a complete GEO strategy as part of your overall Search Everywhere optimization approach, that's exactly what we do at DC Rank. We understand how to structure content so it ranks well in traditional search and gets recommended by AI engines. You can learn more at dcrank.com. That's DCRANK.com. In our next episode, we're going to dive into local competition analysis in the AI age, how to research what content strategies your competitors are using, how to identify gaps in their approach, and how to position your practice as the obvious choice when AI engines are making recommendations. Because understanding your competitive landscape is crucial for standing out in AI recommendations. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others. I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. We'll be right back.